A little change in the ag retail space. We're catching up with Nutrien Ag Solutions' Jeff Tarsi. Jeff, can you share a little bit more about the company and how you've been changing in the last 6 months?
Sure. I'm Jeff Tarsi, and I serve as Vice President of North American Operations for Nutrien Ag Solutions. And we have had a lot going on in 2018. And a big part of that activity has been around a rebranding and a name change. So kind of give you a little bit of a background on that. In January of 2018, our parent company, Agrium, in a merger of equals, merged with Potash Corp, Saskatchewan. And they formed a new company and a new brand called Nutrien. And we felt like in the retail business that the timing was perfect to rebrand ourselves as well and take on our Nutrien name. And so in July, we started this transformation to Nutrien Ag Solutions. Just to give you an idea of what's involved in that, we have an extensive network across the U.S. We have 900 retail outlets in the U.S. We have 300 in Western Canada that we started this process on in July. And today, we sit here in early November. We're 95%+ done. On the rebranding, we probably have a few tanks left to do, but we probably rebranded somewhere close to 12,000 to 15,000 pieces of either storefront signage, vehicles, application equipment, you name it. It's been a heck of a process, but we've been very efficient in doing it. Our feedback internally as well as externally has been very positive. With it, I think our customers, I think our new name more closely relates to what we do on a day-to-day basis on it. So we're very excited about it.
When it comes to the Midwest at the ag retail level, what might be the name that farmers were more experienced with or had past history with that where they'll see Nutrien?
Yeah, so we would have been known actually across our North American footprint as Crop Production Services. And that name's been around for a long time, been around since the mid to late 70s with it. But some of them called us CPS, some of us called us Crop Production Services with it. The thing I always point out to our people and as well as our customers is that our signs might have changed on the front of the building. We might fly a different flag, but when they walk in our branches, it's the same trustworthy people that they've been dealing with, some of them for many generations, that greet them inside that business and help them solve their issues on a day-to-day basis.
Why the name change at that farm gate level?
Well, we're such an integrated ag company. So if you look at Nutrien as a whole, they're very much back integrated when it comes to nutritional type products. So we would be the largest miner of potash in the world. We'd be one of the top producers of nitrogen in the world. We also produce phosphates as well. And so we felt like offering a fully integrated retail input model separated us generally from everyone else in the industry on it. And we thought we could play off of that. And I also don't take lightly, and I hope that our customers don't take lightly as well, at the fact of how heavily we invest capital in this business. And because of our parent company, we have the availability of capital to invest very, very heavily in this business. I like to think that we invest alongside our customer base. Our customers generally pour everything they make back into their farm operations. We pour an awful lot of what we earn back into our retail operations. As you know, the landscape of agriculture is changing dramatically. It might be at a faster pace right now than I've witnessed, and I've been in the business well over 30 years. With it, our growers are getting larger. Our growers are getting more efficient. With that, we have to stay. You want to say you're staying ahead. You dang well better be at least staying even on that side of it. So as our growers get larger, our ability to deliver their needs in a more timely and efficient manner become much more important. So you'll see us investing in new equipment. You'll see us investing in new facilities to store fertilizer, to blend fertilizer. You'll see us investing in the seed side of our business, whether it's seed bin storage, seed treaters, and things like that. But most importantly, we're investing very heavily in our people. And because our people are the lifeline to our customers. Those relationships are very local, and we take those relationships very serious. Our good agronomists, we've got a network of over 3,000 agronomists across the U.S. Today. And those agronomists are out in the fields with our customers on a daily basis, looking for opportunities for them to become more efficient, looking for them opportunities for them to expand their yield. Most importantly, looking for opportunities for them to expand their earnings on a per acre basis with it.
Aside from a name change, Jeff, any services or other things expected as you transition to this new format?
Sure. Look, we'll always be bringing out new products. We have a very heavily branded business, our Loveland Products business, where we bring value-added chemistry, value-added seed treatments, value-added foliar fertility type products. We'll constantly be bringing new products to the arena from that capacity. We have our own brand of seed, Dyna-Grow, which is one of the top seed brands in the United States. And we'll continue to bring new germplasm and new trade opportunities out to our customers in that. Probably most importantly is we wrap this platform around a couple of pieces that are somewhat new that I think are essential going forward with some of the challenges we face in agriculture today. Nutrient Financial Services is one of those. So we've really done a good job of framing up and standing up our financial services offering. And you'll see more products with that offering as we go forward. As these growers get larger, their financial demands and financing demands that they have grow as well, as you know. And so we think we're on the forefront around Nutrien Financial Services. We want to participate more in that area. And it's, again, it's a product, it's a service we provide to our customers. We also, in 2018, launched our digital platform. And we stood it up late in the year. And over the last 60 or 70 days, we've started linking our customers to the digital portal. And today, in a very short period of time, we have well over 30% of our business represented or linked now to that digital portal. Customer can go in any time of day or night, as long as he's got connectivity, look at his account balance, look at his invoices, look at his statements. Even more importantly, he can pay his bills online now. And so we're excited about that, but we'll be linking our Precision Ag platform within that digital platform as well, where growers will be able to go in and look at specific data points for their fields, their field boundaries, what their soil fertility levels are, what their crop conditions are. And again, these are all just tools that we're able to provide to work with our customers to make them more efficient, make them more profitable as we go out in the future.
Jeff, any other comments to leave us with?
No, look, Michigan is a very important state for us in our business. We're heavily invested in the state of Michigan. We did a very key acquisition, the Green Valley acquisition in Michigan last year. We're very proud of our business there. We're very proud of our customer base there. And we think we have a great team of people on the ground to assist those customers. And I'd like to invite anybody that's not a customer of ours to stop in, have a cup of coffee with us, and ask us what it is we can do to help them become more efficient going out into the future. We'd love to talk to them.
Again, Jeff Tarsi with Nutrien Ag Solutions. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you very much.
I'm Nicole Heslop with Brownfield.